You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You know, the question that we're throwing out to people this morning is, what's the most uncool thing you do?
Yes.
And that might have to go in my top five. Because I will sit at a bar with a laptop just by myself. So I'm not there. You know, if I'm going with somebody, I'm not working on my laptop. I'm enjoying the bar and having a great time. But if I'm alone, I don't want to just sit there with my cocktail and stare off into space. So I'm going to use the time.
You got to put out the vibe, man.
To accomplish something. I ain't got no need for the vibe.
You got no vibe.
I'm not going home with anybody. Those days are also past.
Right. I think for me.
Not that I couldn't.
Oh,
it's just that no, I think I could. It's just that I shouldn't, so I don't.
Way to come back. I mean, I still could land some major tail if I wanted to.
But I didn't say major. I could land tail.
Some
but
mediocre.
It's not, you know, take a look at me. What am I going to get, right?
Okay, so if I'm going to put the spotlight on me.
Anybody can pick up somebody is
you're right.
My position.
You're 100% correct.
There's a jack for every Jill.
When, you know, it's 1:30 and the bar lights are going to come on at 2, you scramble. And yeah.
That's why I had a friend one time who said the technique at a bar is to go early, go ugly.
That's right. Yep.
Just so you end up with somebody.
And that works for everybody. Don't get mad.
That's right. That's both genders,
everybody.
Both directions. It doesn't matter. Go early, go ugly. That way you just don't end up going home alone. Because everyone's holding out, you know, for the, you know, when the bars, you know, like after midnight or whatever, when, you know, they're thinking that they're going to latch on to like the prettiest person there.
No, they're gone already.
Yeah, go early, go ugly. That's,
you get Quasimodo when the lights
if
come
I have
on.
Taught people anything today on the show, that's yeah. it. I'm going to say the most uncool thing I do is I take my laptop to bars. Okay,
that's
so what about
dorky.
You? What's the most uncool
thing
Well,
it's thing funny because mine's one of my cool things is a clothing item, and one of my not cool things is a clothing item. I'm sorry. I'm not giving up the cargo shorts, and I'm excited for the warmer weather to start popping, and I'm going to pull out my cargo shorts, and I will check my 14 pockets for any Fs that I give on your opinion. And there will
That's
be none.
That's a pretty good one.
There will be none. I do love my cargo pants still.
All right, so your boys
pants
have gone
shorts.
First.
Yeah.
We've gone for cargo pants and working on a laptop at a bar. I had to laugh at Shane. Shane wrote in and said, Dungeons and Dragons, although maybe it's cool now. No, still not, Shane.
Still dorky.
Still not, but you know.
Don't ever text us again, Shane.
Tiffany, what is the most uncool thing you do?
I have an Excel spreadsheet on my computer for books that I have read, books that I'm going to read, and my own little synopsis and writing.
Yeah, I mean, on the surface, not cool, but
I love it, though.
But I love it. That's cool, though.
So
I kind
of
like that. But we're a couple of dorks on this show, though, too. So,
yeah, like, we like to read, too, so we know where you're coming from. Oh, that's
what are you reading right now?
Actually, I just stopped reading one yesterday because it kind of got boring, and I'm going to start the ACOTAR series. I know that probably doesn't make sense to you, but it's A Court of Thorns and Roses.
Oh, okay. Whoa. Well, listen, you enjoy, and thank you for making a smile today, Tiffany. You have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
Bye, Tiff.
You
Tiff.
Too.
Appreciate you so, so much. And then there's Julia. Julia, what do you do that's so uncool?
So I watch brain surgeries on the internet for fun. I also read the dictionary in both English and German.
Not cool.
So
not cool.
Come on, I thought that was. I think it's cool. So
I'm kind of with you. I follow an Instagram account that's similar to your surgeries, but it's like a guy that does cadavers, and he goes through all the body parts and stuff on cadavers, and I watch all of his videos, and they're fascinating.
That sounds interesting to me.
I'm actually reading a book right now about autopsies and all that stuff, all the gross stuff.
Like,
I gotta know, what do you do for a living, Julie? I hope you're following your passion with a career, are you?
So I used to be a nurse, and then I've worked in the music industry for a long time building large-scale music festivals, and now I am a teacher for the littles, the ones that the parents don't want to deal with all day.
Not cool.
Well, I bet the parents don't know what your little hobby is on the side.
And the music festival job, I mean, you used to be cool with that job.
Yeah.
I mean, I still know all the cool people and stuff like that. It's just really 18-hour days on a festival site working wears on your body.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
Julie, I'm so glad you called. You go have a great day, okay?
Bye.
Thank you. You guys too. Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Thank you for being on the show. Here comes Rob. Hey, Rob, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, bud.
What's the most uncool thing you do?
The most uncool thing I do is whenever I go to the airport, I'll bring these cargo pants that can unzip into shorts.
Oh, yeah, those are dad pants. Those are great. They're breathable, man.
They're
so you unzip your pants at the airport.
Absolutely. Especially when I'm going from somewhere colder to somewhere warmer.
That's just a brilliant move right there, man.
You bet.
You are a smart traveler.
I'm glad you called, Rob. Have a great day.
I love that one.
Oh, my God. I went down to Peru many years ago, and I wore those pants. Because in some places, it's kind of chilly and cool. And then going in the jungle for a few days, you zip those off, and they just become... And you needed to pack light.
Yeah. Along those same lines with the pants, you know what the other dorky thing I do that is not cool is I wear the reversible belts where one side is black, and then you can flip it over, and the other side is brown.
Okay, now I have to admit, I've seen them in the stores, and I picked one up and looked at it one time, but I couldn't bring myself to do it.
I have two of them.
Because I looked at it, and I was like, this is something Jeremy would wear, and then I put it back on the rack.
Yeah, if I look down, I'm wearing brown shoes, but I got a black belt on. I'm like, oh, my God, give me 30 seconds.
Well, you're like Superman changing in a phone booth.
Yep.
Toby, good morning.
Morning, boys. How you doing?
Good, Toby.
We're doing well. What's the most uncool thing you do?
So I've been known to, when I need the check at a restaurant, I actually, like, raise my hand as if I'm in a classroom.
Why is that guy raising his hand over there? Does he have a question? That's not cool.
Yeah, my question is, can I have the check, please?
They'll eventually bring it, Toby. You don't have to do that.
That's funny. Listen, thank you for the call.
It's so dorky. Okay,
you know, at least he's the unforgivable thing is to do this. Hey,
you don't want to snap.
No, none of that. If you're just raising your hand like you're in class.
Could you imagine being on a date with that guy, though, and you're at the end of the meal and he's standing there or sitting there with his arm up in the air for 5 minutes?
She's putting a hand up over her face like, I hope nobody recognizes me.
Hey.
Time for one more. Here's Denise. Denise, good morning. What do you do that's so uncool?
Well, I just want to first preface by saying I am in my mid-50s, but according to you guys, it's uncool for me to still want to have sex a couple times a week with my boyfriend.
Yeah, that's not cool.
We never said that.
Where's this coming from?
You misinterpreted what we were saying an hour ago.
It's so uncool if you have sex more than once a month, or oh my God, if you're not busy enough.
We didn't say that.
We were encouraging people to have sex.
We were lamenting the fact. We
Denise.
Were saying it's too bad we're not all like Denise.
No, I definitely still got the urge, and I think that everyone should.
Well, do you have a partner that'll help you with the urge, or is it just you flying solo?
Oh, no, I have a partner.
Okay,
good.
I think it's good for mental health, and even if it's like, you know, I just kind of initiate it because it's like, even if I don't want to, I know I'm going to feel so much better when I, you know.
It's true. Right. We covered all that. It's so true.
Exactly, yeah. Well, exactly. Listen. And yes.
Yeah.
So I don't think, I think it's cool for me, but maybe some people don't think it's cool because they're just too busy.
Hey,
I think you just wanted to call in and brag a little bit is what I think.
No.
Do cargo shorts still turn you on at all, Denise? Just curious. Just asking.
You know, every once in a while when I'm in Home Depot, the cargo shorts do turn me on.
Yeah, all right. I was asking for a friend. You know, just asking for a friend.
All right, listen, horny Denise, we're going to let you go so you can go get busy, okay?
Good luck.
Thank you for being on the show.